The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing in all the fun, the frivolity, but the seriousness of, you know, what it's going to take to get this country back on track. All hands are required to get on deck. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. And I got to say, what I'm seeing across the country, though you might say some might be misguided, and I understand that, I'd much rather have Scott passion than no passion. I mean, you can do something with passion. You can kind of direct it. But if somebody is just stuck on the couch and, you know, it's business as usual, it's really hard to get them moving, isn't it?
Definitely. You got to want, well, passion invokes change. It makes you want to change something. So
exactly.
If you're just happy sitting on the couch, well, you don't want anything to change. And if all you do is sit on the couch and say you want things to change, well, your actions always speak louder than words.
Yeah, you got to get skin in the game. You got to get involved here. Well, you know, the pundits, I think the pundits are getting tired and maybe see this contested, you know, convention possibility for the GOP kind of going by the wayside. Trump, you know, has some measurable numbers. And, of course, tonight in Indiana, if he wins tonight, that tsunami that we had forecasted coming out of the east, out of New York, you know, can't be stopped. And I got to imagine at that point, it is pretty much a fait accompli. I'm saying at that point, if Trump wins resoundingly tonight, and then, you know, the pressure's got to heat up, that Ted Cruz and Kasich leave the campaign, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they're getting scared, actually.
Right.
They see Bernie come out and say, you know, come convention time, we will be a unified party.
But Bernie last night, though, Scott, talked about a contested convention for the Democrats. So wouldn't that be ironic? No contested convention, GOP. We have one on the Democratic side. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, all these pundits could only hope so. But speaking of this pressure on Cruz and Kasich, let's listen to the soundbite, you know, that comes out of the possibility of Cruz and Kasich not being very successful tonight.
Connect, right? So your info was wrong.
Sorry,
it's tied. He just said it was tied, right? It's tied?
It's tied-ish.
Tied-ish.
Trump has the potential to win the statewide vote for sure, which gets him a lot of delegates, and then it's winner-take-all by congressional district. He's very strong in most of the congressional districts in the state.
Gene, is it tied? Is this race tied?
No.
Because I don't follow.
No, I don't. I mean, I've seen no indication that the race is tied. And every indication, actually, is that Trump may be opening distance, but we'll see.
But Cruz, you know, he's got a great turnout operation.
Okay, stop it, boys.
So over.
Are you getting me in trouble?
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Okay, right?
I don't think so.
What are we talking about, Mike?
There's a real possibility that you're going to see some prominent Republicans come out after tonight and say this race should be over.
And
pressure on Cruz and Kasich. My indications are Cruz and Kasich want to go to June and stay.
Did they really?
They do, but this could be a real decisive 24-hour period for race.
Okay.
Everybody's been saying for weeks that Indiana mattered. They could lose New York and Alabama and Alaska.
But the crucial state of Indiana, right, Indiana was going to do it. It was going to save it all for Ted Cruz. And so if he loses there, one would think he would pull out of the race. He doesn't have a chance.
All right, Trump closed out his Indiana.
Well, there it is. Could it be Cruz's last stand tonight? He kind of set himself up for that, Scott, didn't he? I mean, he just said, look, I've got to win there. This is where he's planting his pole. And if he doesn't win in Indiana, then, you know, you got to just bow out, I would think.
Well, he's the one that placed importance on it.
Right.
Nobody ever said that. Nobody other than him said you have to win Indiana.
Right. He set the standard himself. So it'll be up to him to play it out. And if he loses tonight, how he bows out, and if he does so gracefully for the purpose of unifying the party. We'll see what happens. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America, stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Did you know that hearing loss and tinnitus can affect anyone regardless of age? You know, when we think of hearing loss and hearing aids, we don't typically think of the younger generations, yet most hearing loss is gradual and can begin at a much younger age than many of us would imagine. External factors and risky habits such as listening to loud music with earbuds and using mowers and other loud tools are large contributors to hearing loss. Here to break it down, help us understand all the more about it, is Dr. Tish Ramirez. She's the head of training and education with Signia. And Shawna Jebbia, former Miss USA and hearing loss advocate. And we're going to hear her story specifically as well. Ladies, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Bill?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I can hear you loud and clear. That's a good thing, especially with me being in radio and having had headsets on most of my life. But I was kind of atypical of most disc jockeys back in the 70s and early 80s. I used to go in the control rooms, and they would have those studio speakers and even their headsets just blaring so loud. It was painful just as a, you know, somebody coming into the room. So I never adapted to that, thank goodness. And with May being Better Hearing and Speech Month, I really appreciate you two taking the time. Dr. Ramirez, help us understand, you know, a little bit more that, you know, about some of the factors that are causing hearing loss. We talked about earbuds and loud things around us, but, you know, break it down a little bit more for us, if you would.
Absolutely, Bill. So, yes, noise exposure is one of the main factors of hearing loss. Age is another one that we think about. But there are some other factors or causes. Sometimes it's a result of illness. It's a result of taking some medication. It can be injury that, head trauma or any type of injury to the head, or even simply just impacted wax in the ear. But, of course, the most common and the one that we can try to prevent over the years is noise exposure.
Exactly. Well, Shawna, I was surprised when I saw this figure. 88% of teenagers engage in at least one risky hearing behavior. You have your own story and how you first started noticing your hearing loss. How old were you and how did that come about?
Wow, when you say, well, hello there, Bill. When you say a risky, you know, I wouldn't necessarily risky for me. Mine was probably stress-induced, too. I was under a lot of stress in a work environment at a younger age. Uh-huh. I won Miss USA in my mid-20s and was actually Donald Trump's first winner. It was pretty fun back then, mm-hmm. 18 years ago. And I was the first to leave with a job in 47 years. I was actually already working in television. So I had a precedent to set. I wanted to, you know, be a good example and do well for us. And so I was working on camera, but you know what? I started to realize I wasn't doing so well. I wasn't able to understand my cameraman, my producers and directors giving me input from afar. I became very dependent on lip reading. It just was a survival mode that I went in. And you know what? So I thought, I got to go in, and I got checked out and found out that I have Meniere's disease, the onset of Meniere's. And I said, what am I going to do? Am I going to die? What's happening here? And, you know, so I had to treat my symptoms just to figure out if I was going to make it in my career or life, you know?
Exactly. Right. Well, Dr. Ramirez, can you describe tinnitus for us, please?
Yeah, so tinnitus or tinnitus, both are pronounced correct, is what most people describe as ringing in their ears. But it is really any type of noise that you hear that is not in the environment. In Shawnee's case, she has reported to me that her tinnitus sounds more like a clicking. It could be a whooshing sound or, you know, any other type of sound. But oftentimes with tinnitus, it is a result of having hearing loss. It's important to think about tinnitus. If you have the ringing in your ears, it's not a disease. It's a symptom of something. And in most cases, it's a symptom of having hearing loss. Or some people may suffer from tinnitus because they have TMJ or, again, a result of taking medication or an illness or anything like that. But, again, it's important to think about it as a symptom. And I would say if you do have ringing in your ears, one of the first things that you should do is see a hearing healthcare professional to get your hearing tested.
Exactly. Well, Shanae, you had to go, as you say, you're managing what is happening with your hearing, and now you find yourself making a decision about wearing hearing aids. That had to have been tough for you.
Well, I've been wearing hearing aids now for 18, 20 years, Bill. So, you know, I've gone through the ringer with this. It's been an amazing, incredible journey, to be honest. Every 3 to 5 years, technology just, you know, does a switch, and it's that aha moment. So, you know, it's advanced immensely is what I can tell you. And especially with this new Signia Primex technology, the sound quality and clarity, which is my biggest challenge with Meniere's disease, clarity of speech.
Yes.
It is mind-blowing. You put it in, the depth and the clarity and the richness, it's so precise. And it does. It gives me chills to think about it because it is just amazing. And the one point I'd like to make, too, is it's easier. Okay, over the years, we'd have to wear an apparatus and change our functions every environment that we would walk into. That
right.
being said, in a restaurant, you know, we're thinking about it changing, switching it back when we walk out to the parking lot, switching it back to a quiet environment, doing all these different, you know, functions, which is still, for me, it's like a new car. Every hearing aid I get, I'm excited, you know. But I'm not going to say you don't have to do the work at first. You know, it is like a computer or a new workout at the gym. But this technology now, you're not fiddling with it all the time. You put it in, and you put your specific hearing loss in, and then it's done. You get to reap the benefits of staying engaged in life and hearing the sink when you walk off and hearing the birds chirp. Or, you know, Tish and I are both new mothers, and, you know, hearing my children from behind her with their whatever sounds they're making.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's just wonderful.
Exactly.
It just keeps me engaged in life.
Wow. Yeah, it just kind of reminds you what so many people take for granted. You know, here it is. You're discovering hearing and all these different sounds, including your children. So, you know, again, we're reminded of the miracle of life. Tish, you know, this technology that Shanae is referring to, you know, the advancements are just incredible in terms of how they've been affecting hearing and the new hearing aid technology. And also, you know, it sounds to me what Shanae is saying is that it's become a more effortless for her. Because I can imagine when you're first struggling with a problem with hearing, you've got to concentrate more. You may be worn out more so at the end of the day than ever before, you know, dealing with a hearing loss.
That's correct. So the way I like to talk about it is it's squinting with your ears.
Yes,
exhausting if you have to do that throughout the day. So with our new technology, with our Primex technology, as Shanae mentioned, it's already just automatic. It will adapt to any environment for you automatically. But the most important piece to this is with our SpeechMaster algorithm, the hearing aids now reduce the listening efforts for the wearer. So with that, it takes the edge off of listening in a really demanding environment. And the way it does that is it highlights the speech in that environment by reducing all the other sounds around you so you don't have to squint with your ears.
Yeah, that's perfectly described. Shanae, I'm going to let you wrap this up. I'll give you the final word. Where can the good folks go for more information? We got about 15 seconds left here.
Go to the website. Check out the new technology. It is absolutely mind-blowing. Don't wait, okay? Don't let your hearing wither away. Go to signiausa.com and see it. It's amazing.
That is great. Dr. Tish Ramirez, head of training and education at Signia, and Shanae Jevia, former Miss USA and hearing loss advocate. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate you being with us.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and 2 out of every 3 new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kala Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loan subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can you love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's It's all about you, America, and the things that are going to help you, give you the information, the needed information, and the truth and facts that we're going to get this country back on track. That's what we need to do. We need to, you know, kind of base things on what the truth is all about. We've got so much opinion and so many ideas out there, and I say, okay, I welcome ideas. I'm an idea person, but at some point you got to make a choice and take a look at the empirical evidence. And the empirical evidence right now is that the arrival of spring is here. We've officially entered the start of the prom and graduation season, and it's an exciting and monumental time in a teenager's life. We've all been there. And some of us are just getting there. It's also a time when they may be faced, I'm talking about teenagers, with increased peer pressure to engage in underage drinking. Now, for parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, I would say visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com. That's FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com. And here to talk with us more about it, and it's always good to have her with us, MJ Corcoran. She's a spokesperson for the Anheuser-Busch Family Talk About Drinking Program. MJ, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an important topic for us. You know, it's easy to get lost in the birdies and the, you know, the spring weather and all the fun. But in the midst of all this, we can have moments of seriousness and some things that happen in life that if we don't prepare for them, they can be unnecessarily tragic.
You're absolutely right. That's why it's so important. That's why I joined with Anheuser-Busch years ago to promote this program, Family Talk About Drinking, and just to give parents a resource, because this is a tough topic and it's a critical issue. And during prom and graduation, it's that time where there's opportunity. And we just want to promote parents to really have that conversation with their children, talk about underage drinking, and take advantage of this resource that Anheuser-Busch has created.
MJ, let me ask you, is the peer pressure today greater than it was when you and I were growing up?
I would say, given social media and given how much information is out there for kids, I would say yes.
Yeah. I've often thought that the options that the kids have today compared to when you and I were growing up, of course, I'm a little bit older than you are, but I would say that, they just have a breadth of options that you and I did not have. And I think that's what adds to the dangerousness or the added perniciousness of the time and the options that are available to them.
Yeah. You make an important point. And just to let you know, that's something that parents, I don't know if they always realize. We've done a lot of research, and according to the Roper Youth Report, parents are still the most influential on whether or not a child decides to engage in underage drinking. And I don't know if we remember that as parents. I think that we see social media, we see our kids on the phone, we see our kids talking with their peers and only paying attention to what they say. But the truth is, they still pay attention to what we do and what we say.
I think what you just said is very powerful, and I hope the parents that are listening right now, that is really, you know, snap their necks just a little bit to realize you can't let go. And I understand, you know, when you're dealing with a teenager that is so stubborn and willful and, and can be, you know, unhinged at times, I can understand why parents just want to throw their hands up in the air and just say, I give up. But you can't give up. These are your children. And the fact of the matter is, to your point here, they need to hear that the kids are still looking toward them. They may not seem like they are, but they still are looking to their parents for guidance, aren't they?
They are, and that's why it's so important for parents to connect. Not just connect to the schools, but connect to other parents and get really clear about where their boundaries are, to be consistent, but really to talk to other parents. It's very powerful. And this tool with Family Talk About Drinking has so many different resources that parents can use on how to start a conversation, what to ask, ways to ask questions rather than will you drink, a yes, no question, but ways to say, if you go to this party and there's drinking, what's your plan?
Right.
What will you do? Who will you call? Like, ask those questions. As uncomfortable as sometimes they are, you know, family Talk About Drinking really has a lot of examples, practical examples that parents can read and use today.
And MJ, I can understand and appreciate for some parents to say, you know, we've never even had that kind of conversation in our entire existence with our children. So how do you get there? I mean, it sounds good on paper, but how do I start to have that conversation with a child that I, you know, as you say, I'm not necessarily connected with? You know, they've kind of gone into their teenage years and they've worn me out. So they're off in their direction. I'm off in my direction. But, you know, if this is going to work, you're the adult. You need to surrender and come to your kid's side and find a way to open up that conversation. Isn't that right?
Right. And prom and graduation is the perfect window of opportunity to talk about those things. You know, you can say, you know, we haven't ever talked about this, that honesty of creating a real conversation. We've never talked about it. Now that it's prom and graduation, it's probably something we need to talk about. I want you to understand where I'm coming from, what the, you know, what our rules are. Having mom and dad on the same page is critical.
Yeah.
And being consistent with that is even more important.
Yeah, and believe it or not, son or daughter, you know, your mother and I had a prom and we had a graduation. And, you know, this is what we experienced and this is what we saw happen to other kids that made some bad choices and that weren't prepared. And this is what it's all about. You know, it's about preparation. And those families, those kids that are prepared, seem to have a better shot at being able to get through it, don't they?
Right. That's why we say at Family Talk about drinking is to start early. Start early with the conversations. They may look different depending on the age of the child, but just to create that connection with them is critical so that when you have to talk about things like underage drinking, it's not so foreign. It's not so different that you actually are having conversations. But I think that's the important part.
Exactly. Well, MJ, tell us about your partnership with the comedy troupe Second City.
Yeah, it's really very unique and different approach that Anheuser-Busch has created this year. They partnered with Second City, and they created a series of short videos. Mm-hmm. And they're very cute, and they're very funny, and it's amazing what they've done with this. It's kind of a throwback. So they put parents back into their roles of when they were teenagers, and really the message is in a fun way to encourage parents to stay connected with their teens, to have those conversations with their teens about underage drinking, and to know that they are a role model for their kids. And you can visit the AB Family Talk About Drinking or see the YouTube videos on the YouTube channel.
Right.
And it's just AB Family Talk.
AB Family Talk. You know, you've been doing this program, and I always love it when you have a breadth of history and experience because you pick up some great ideas along the way. What are some valuable nuggets that you have for our parents who are listening to help make a difference in teens' lives?
You know, understand that there's some things you have control over and some things you don't, but you can give a foundation to your children, a very strong foundation. Mm-hmm. By using some of the ways we have at Family Talk About Drinking, by becoming more coach-like, by asking questions, by staying connected, by having real conversations. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's never too late, and for us not to give up and not to give in on something as critical as underage drinking.
Yeah, I think what you bring up is an excellent point, MJ, and that is that the kids are going to make a choice, and you have an opportunity to empower them in such a way to make the right choice, to be prepared, to anticipate the possibilities of this season and the kind of peer pressure that is around, which is most incredible, you know, as I said, compared to when you and I were growing up. Now, where can the good folks go and find more information?
Sure. They can go to FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com, and then they can also view the videos at AB Family Talk.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I got to see those videos. MJ Corcoran's.
Oh,
go ahead.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, MJ, thank you so much. She's a spokesperson for the Anheuser-Busch Family Talk About Drinking program. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of US SMB Microsoft.
With new stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
He's fighting the good fight. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Keep fighting the good, fighting the good, fighting the good, fighting good, fighting good.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Don't forget National Day of Prayer coming up this Thursday. Thank you very much for your participation. I will say in advance, do whatever you can to join others to pray for this country, pray for our government, for our coming election, the National Day of Prayer this Thursday. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always good to have you with us. By the way, also, I almost forgot. I don't know how I almost forgot this, Scott, but we have DVDs of the movie War Room that we're giving away. If you would like a copy, a free copy, it is free, okay? The best word in the English language, free. It's a good thing. We have free DVDs of the movie War Room. All you got to do, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and your chance to win, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Get that email to me, and so you can be in the drawing. We got plenty to give away, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Our next guest, Tom Corbett, is Emeritus Senior Scientist. He's an affiliate of the Institute for Research on Poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where he served as Associate and Acting Director for a decade before his retirement. He received a doctorate in social welfare from the University of Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Corbett is with us right now. He is also the former Bill Clinton welfare reformer who reflects back on his decades of experience regarding welfare reform. Tom Corbett, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, it's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have this needed discussion that you wrote about in your book, Ouch, Now I Remember. Why is it that you felt compelled to write this book?
Well, it really evolved out of some earlier works, one with my fellow Peace Corps volunteers, which we wrote about the other side of the world, our time in India, and returned to the other side of the world, and then that prompted me to write a book called Browsing Through My Candy Store, where I talked about my professional career, and this one backs up into my early years, where I went from a kid with no discernible prospects to a number of transformational experiences to a pretty successful life.
Yeah, I mean, here you are. You grew up in Boston, right? And for all intents and purposes, in childhood poverty.
Well, outside of Boston, in Worcester. And we were not dirt poor, but we were certainly scratching, working class, Catholic, ethnic, a lot of struggles. But again, everyone else was also poor. This was the post-war period, and it was a different sort of environment, different feel to things. We had a lot of freedom and a lot of opportunity, which I think we've lost a little bit as time has gone on. So I feel very fortunate in many ways to have had the ability to sort of rise from a very, very modest beginning to a really wonderful professional life, at least.
And of all the roads you could have taken coming out of this experience as a young man, you decide to join the Peace Corps, which was quite, as you say, quite an opportunity for you, but it really set your life in motion at that point, didn't it?
Well, I would say I first went into the seminary to study for the priesthood and then to a college where I...
I think most of the Catholic boys do. I mean, I was still raising my hand. I was going to Catholic school, and it started in kindergarten. You know, the Monsignor would come into the school, into the classroom. How many of you boys are going to be priests when you grow up? All of us, we'd raise our hands. And then as you went down through the grades, right, less and less. And by the time I was in eighth grade, I think there were only three of us still raising our hands,
Well, I actually went in for a little over a year. When I went in 1962, the place was so crowded.
Wow.
Some of the kids were sleeping in the corridors. And a decade later, I went back, and it was closed down to show how transformational that decade was. But, yeah, Peace Corps seminary to college, where I changed radically, and then onto Peace Corps, where I learned a lot about myself and about the impact of culture on what we become. And I took all those lessons, and I brought them forward. And that's partly what the story, it's written in a very witty style. And one of the reviewers said, they laughed out loud, but it was infused with intellectual gravitas. It's funny on the surface, but there are some really serious themes underneath.
And that's the beauty of comedy, is that it can allow the thought to come in, and a bit disarming. And then when you get on the other side of the laugh, you realize, wait a minute, there's something rather provocative there and something that needs to be considered, right?
That's exactly right. And I've been in many, many serious situations. I did social policy work, and everyone takes that very serious, and there are fights to go on all the time. And I can remember even making people in the old executive office building, technically the White House, laugh. And I always thought that was my greatest contribution, that no matter where I was, I could make people laugh, because we take ourselves way too serious. And if we can't laugh at ourselves, we can't laugh at life, we've lost something. But if people want to get more about the book, they can go to my website, which is www.tomcorbettirp.com. And you can look at Ouch as well as Browsing Through My Candy Store.
Exactly. Well, good fun. Well, speaking of activism, it has changed from the heyday of the 60s to today, although some would say with what's happening in the political environment, it's almost like we're reliving the 60s one more time without a war, although we do have a war.
We do have a war, but the difference that I see, and it's a subtle, maybe perhaps a subtle one for most people, is that in the 60s, we thought we could perfect society. I mean, there were flaws. There was apartheid in the South and in other parts of the country, and we had the war. But we thought that we could solve the problems and perfect our democracy and our society. I think now the anger that students and young people and others, millennials, feel is more that we're losing ground, that opportunities are slipping away, inequality is increasing, which is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And so it is more of a desperation that's driving some of the anger and activism. Whereas in our day, we were responding. Most of us went to the Peace Corps because we were responding to Kennedy's for your country.
Right.
That's a key difference that I see.
Is there a new American dream in the offing here, Tom?
I think that the American dream is not lost, but I think in some ways it has moved to Scandinavia. And if you look at social mobility, you're more likely to go from the lowest level of society upward in most of the European, Northern European countries than you are in the United States. We have lost that part of the American dream somewhat. And you just take one example. College is now so expensive. Most of us could have. I worked my way through college, with a few scholarships and a few other kinds of things. Today, when I taught at the University of Wisconsin, I would see a lookout over students who were full of angst and just buried in a sea of debt. It was not a pleasant sight.
Exactly. Well, we've got about a minute left, and this is a conversation that you and I need to pick up. And I want to talk more about your book, but particularly about welfare reform. You were instrumental under the Clinton administration in drafting good policy for reform. But we've lost something in translation here. We've got more people on welfare, on government subsidy. And this is not good for the government, but more importantly, it's not good for them.
Well, it all depends. If it's a substitute for work, it's not good for them. If it is a supplement to earnings, it's probably necessary because wages have declined in real value so far. And, the minimum wage back in the late 1960s, during the heyday when poverty was at its lowest, was much, much higher than it is today. So in some ways, those benefit programs, like what food stamps, they supplement earnings.
Exactly. Well, Tom, we're out of time. Dr. Tom Corbett, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you back. 19 before the top of the hour right now. Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new XS Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the XS brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/XS.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you, and yes, opinions count. We want to hear your opinions, but don't forget that those opinions have to be subordinated to facts and the real truth, and that's what we're pursuing no matter where it leads. And I got to tell you, I'm really grateful that I had a chance to meet Mark Morano here. We've been talking off and on for about the last month and a half. And Mark, of course, is with the movie, Climate Hustle movie, and has had a stellar background and has spent a number of years studying, this whole debate about climate change. It first started out with climate cooling, and then it was warming. Now it's climate change to accommodate the breadth of their agenda, because it's rather dynamic, because though they say it's settled, we can tell even after watching the movie last night, it's far from being settled. Mark Morano, welcome as always. Good to have you here. Congratulations on the movie. You got a lot of people commenting. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel couldn't even couldn't contain himself. He had to come out with his commentary last night right after the movie as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, this was shocking. A mainstream Hollywood figure, late night host, has a 7-minute exact rant, 7-minute long rant on global warming, citing Climate Hustle, citing that we were in 400 theaters, all upset about it, and then goes on this whole defense of the global warming consensus and the establishment, and he's reduced to saying, we know 97% of scientists agree because I saw it on a NASA website. Check it out. It's on a NASA website. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was his, he was reduced to that. And by the way, NASA never did a study on 97%. Some of their websites refer to some 97% study, which we deal head on with in the movie and show what a farce they are.
Exactly. 77 scientists, they were polled, and that represents 97%. How is that? I mean, there's not even usually when you do surveys like that, Mark, there's always an asterisk that says there's a plus or minus error factor associated with any kind of survey, but they don't even note that.
Well, what they did is they got a survey, I think it was like 2,500 scientists, and then they whittled it down. They kept whittling it down to what they considered to be the climate experts, and it came out to 77, and then they had these like two questions they asked about whether the Earth's warming, whether humans influence, And that's what they based it on. But we don't know who these scientists are. We don't know their names. We don't know their biographies because they won't release any names. It was an anonymous survey. That was just one of them. And then they came out with other studies, and we actually have a UN lead scientist who's turned against the UN in the film, and he says these were numbers were just pulled from thin air. The estimates just crumble when you touch it. And he's referring to another 90. What's funny is they do multiple studies. They always come up with 97. We joke that it's kind of like a North Korean election where the leader always wins.
Yes, exactly.
98%. Right. They always have a little bit of dissent, so it doesn't look like it's fixed.
Well, Mark, it is laughable, but also I cannot help but feel sorry for these scientists. You know, like Judith Curry, was that her name?
Yeah.
The one scientist that really kind of woke up and realized that her profession was being hijacked with false evidence and false information, which is so much against science in and of itself. I mean, you know, the very heart of scientists is, hey, be skeptical, but also make sure that you're looking at evidence that, you know, bears the facts and there's some truth behind it. And to be worked like this, they feel like they've really been manipulated, and some have enough courage and position to take a stand against this. Others who have just out of principle walked away that was, you know, demonstrated in the movie as well. I mean, it cost them their position. I mean, they paid a big price for this.
Yeah, and we detail that in the film. And what's funny is these are politically left scientists. We have one guy named Dr. Caleb Rossiter from American University, climate statistician with the Department of Mathematics. He was an anti-war Democrat, is of the political left. I mean, all the classic, you know, left-wing issues. He said the only issue he ever dissented on was climate change. And as a scientist, as a statistician, he started looking into this, and he said it was not supportable. He started looking into the United Nations claims and their science. And because he spoke out, he immediately was terminated from his association, 23-year association with the liberal think tank.
Right.
And he goes all about that. And we have other scientists who say they shun them once they know that they're, quote, deniers. Their work is shunned. They're not allowed to publish. They're not allowed to go to their conferences. And that's what Bill Nye, we feature at the end of the movie in the panel, because he actually says it's good that these scientists have a chilling effect because they're affecting my quality of life, meaning Bill Nye's quality of life, and that they should feel the chill. In other words, any dissent from the United Nations Al Gore should be met with threats of jail, arrest, intimidation, career-ending stuff, and you should feel the scientific chill and not allow dissent. Bill Nye embodied it. I mean, I thank him for being so clear on that.
Yeah, I mean, he made it clear, and I think that he really, you know, demonstrated the delineation between, you know, good science and science that's so ideologically fixed that, you know, the truth be damned, you know, it's a fact.
Yes, and that's they don't. In other words, here's what's funny about this whole thing. This whole movement was corrupted scientifically, the global warming movement, in 1988 when the United Nations Climate Panel was formed. And what they've done, they've turned it into, they basically put the cart before the horse, and they said, we are going to show that CO2 is a problem, and we are going to offer a solution. So guess what? Any data, scientists, studies, peer-reviewed research that showed that CO2 wasn't the problem they claimed had to be suppressed because it affected their other agenda, which was coming up with a solution. It'd be like someone saying, we want you to find this crisis and offer a solution, and we'll put you in charge of the solution, and we're going to fund you indefinitely for 100 years in the future. Do you think you're going to have much incentive not to find the problem? And that, because of that simple thing in 1988, this whole thing has just been corrupted beyond belief into a campaign cause.
You know, and Mark, people are frustrated because they can't understand, you know.
Mark, sorry about the interruption here. I don't know, you know, one of those things. But anyway, what can people do in, you know, last night we had the premiere, 400 screens. How can they view the movie, you know, for those that are hearing about this and saying, hey, look, and I want a chance to see it. Where can I do that?
Well, right now, you know, the next step is going to be, unless we get another night in the theater, which I don't know about. That was always a vague possibility. But we have, it'll be on-demand DVD, and, you know, stick with climatehustle.com. It's too soon to make those announcements yet, but we'll be announcing that soon.
Well, I know people are going to be eager to see this. This is quite a balancer, you know, to all the information. As I started to say earlier, I appreciated that you brought back the old warnings, you know, the sky is falling from Al Gore and, you know, the UN prognosticators. You know, I'm from the old school that if you make a prediction and it doesn't happen, you lose credibility, you know. And in this case, they live another day because there's such a powerful and diabolical force behind this lie.
Yes, in fact, we have a lot of fun with that. The idea is we must act. This is our deadline. And, of course, the deadline passes. They erase the deadline and just write a new one and then start all their fear all over again. You know,
well,
people realize it. You don't have to know about science to know when you're being conned.
Exactly. Well, Mark, remind everybody where they can go for more information and, you know, make sure they stay in the flow of the know so that when we have another screening or go ahead.
Okay, climatehustle.com to keep updated for any announcements. And also Climate Depot is my website, and I'll have a lot of different reactions on that as well.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for putting up with the technical glitches and that. Appreciate you coming on with us.
My computer is so slow. It's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.